It's got a type of full list.
And if, say, if the meat goes bad for some reason, how would you, you say you better not eat any of that because it's what?
It's spoiled, man. It's spoiled. That? No, it kill you, man. Make you sick. You think you're going to die if you eat it. Mm-hmm. I've seen people, man, eat it when it's tainted. They call it tainted. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, you know. But man, I never could. I smell it before I get to the table. Mm-hmm. I never could eat it.
That's because there wasn't enough salt. Is that or enough smoking or what?
It just didn't take salt.
Nothing. I see. Mm-hmm.
You know, ham's pretty hard to. Some people would take and cut their lion bone, what they call a lion bone, out of the ham, not leave no bone in there, you know. Well, they'll take salt right now, but if you don't use them up just full hot weather, why, they'll get strong, rancid. Mm-hmm. If you leave the bone in there and let it solid, why, you got ham meat all the year if you take care of it.
I see.
Keep the skippers away from it. Mm-hmm. See, we used to, you wouldn't bother the skippers. But in later years, where it got to where they might eat it up, no matter how you fix it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you say you went into the milk business?
Yeah, I milked cows 10, 12 years.
Did you have a way of keeping it cool, or?
Yeah, we had my house down there, old big house down there, had a room on the back end of it, of the cook room. Just a little room, man. There was a cistern dug down in there. And you know, you could keep that stuff in there for a week at a time. It wouldn't spoil.
Is that cool?
Just let it down in there. Had a little water down there. And it was cold. There wasn't no sun ever hit it. Nothing. No, and it stayed cold down there.
What did you call that?
Cream.
And the place where you kept it?
A cistern.
It's just a cistern?
It was a cistern.
Did people ever call that a dairy?
No. You got to have a barn fixed up, you know, for the business and place to milk. And
I see.
We just milked out the barn and under a shed, you know, mm-hmm. bringing the house separated. Mm-hmm. After we got to where we didn't sell no cream, well, we sold milk a while here in New Orleans, and had a route. Fella picked it up. After he quit, and my brother-in-law up here, he was the biggest producer on the route. He quit and went to something else, and so we had this quite a business. Mm-hmm. Didn't have enough to get nobody to carry it off, you know.
Nobody's got a route to
no,
get
no,
it off.
The fellow that had the route quit. Mm-hmm. Said he wasn't making no money.
Mm-hmm. And the sour milk that you might keep, the real thick, what did you call that?
Call that skim milk. Mm-hmm. They took the cream out, you know, called the skim milk.
And if it got thick and sour, what would you call that?
Sour.
Yes, real thick and sour.
Well, you see, when it thickened up a little bit, what they call clabber milk, it'd go into what you call clabber, then you'd churn it, and then you had buttermilk, you see.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever make anything from that clabber, buttermilk?
My wife made some kind of cheese, she called it. I never did like it.
You didn't like it? what sounds? Sour milk cheese, or what she called it?
I just didn't
like it. After you finished milk, after you finished milking, what would you do to the milk before you put it into the cans?
Had a big bowl up on this separator. You had a big cloth you tie over that, and you strain this milk through there. And then there was discs down in there that was round.